Originaire de Winnipeg, J. Roger Léveillé est l'auteur d'une trentaine d'œuvres en tout genre, récompensé par divers prix littéraires, dont le prix de distinction en or de la province du Manitoba. Il a été directeur littéraire aux éditions du Blé et secrétaire de la Winnipeg International Writers Festival pendant de nombreuses années. Un colloque international sur son œuvre a eu lieu en 2005 et il a été écrivain et professeur en résidence à l'Université de Rennes 2 en 2009. Son dernier roman, Ganichomong, est publié aux éditions du Blé et sa poésie Ex Nihilo chez Ad Bay Press.
Alors bonsoir tout le monde. Hello everybody. It says here my connection is somewhat unstable, but we're back and let's hope it holds for the duration. Time has moved on, so I won't extend myself more than necessary. It'll be mainly bilingual through the reading. I think I'll keep most of my preface notes here in English so that everybody understands. I'd like to, first off to salute Speaking Crow. It's a wonderful project. Merci, Angeline, for having invited me to read tonight. Merci, Amber, for spilling in French. Now, Angeline, you have that beautiful, beautiful name. I use the name Angèle in one of my novels. It's quite an appropriate name for a poet. So thanks again for inviting me. I'd like to thank Matt Joubre at Ad Bay, Matt Joubre, pardon me, at Ad Bay Press for having printed this book. I'll show it right now. Ex Nihilo. He's done wonderful work. I love the format, the texture of the book, the colors, the page layout, all the details within the book. And so, Matt, thanks again for taking such good care of this book. I'm especially happy for Ted Blodgett. Those who don't know him, he was the Governor General's Award winner. He passed away in 2018. We were working on this book. Well, we weren't really working on the book. We were writing a Renga together. I did not know him that well. He invited me in 2018 to write a Renga with him. He had come to Winnipeg because Les Éditions du Blé had published a bilingual book of poetry of his, diptychs, two in English, two in French. And this is not quite the same thing, but there are similarities in the fact that we're exchanging languages. He wrote in English and responded in French. Of the Renga, of the Japanese form, we have kept little of the rules and regulations. The main aspects that we've kept is that whoever responded tried to either take an image, a feeling, a part of a verse from the preceding poem, integrate it into his, and in that sense, expand the whole poem. So there's always a back and forth within the poem, and it's about, I guess, a little bit like the Seinfeld TV show. It's about nothing. The title itself is Ex Nihilo, means out of nothing. I'm joking a bit. It is about something, but it is about nothing. I think it touches upon that concept of the Tao. The Tao that can be named is not the eternal Tao. But at the same time, if you say nothing about the Tao, then it's never heard of and nobody has any idea of it. So it touches upon that sort of Zen feeling. At the same time, it incorporates, because of our two voices, one in English, one in French, a sort of a yin-yang thing. So we respond to each other, but the heart of each other's statement is within the other language as well. So it moves forward. At the same time, I think you'll find that as it moves forward, in some sense, it erases the path as it moves forward so that the path is always given anew. So I'll read, I don't know, for about 5 to 10 minutes of this. It's a long Renga. It just had ended abruptly as I came back from a trip in Africa and tried to communicate with Ted and found out he had passed away. So he started the Renga, and the last thing I had sent to him ended the Renga because he never responded after that. So a little haphazard ending, but I won't be reading that part tonight, but I think it ends on just a perfect note. So this reading a little bit as well as a testimony to Ted Blodgett. You spoke of how the wind had certain shades, curtains of the lengthening afternoon. Infinity falls slowly through the late night. Le vide prend la forme qu'il veut, et tout ce qui vient va. Je reste en place pour l'éveil de la nuit. Waking in the dark as if one were asleep inside a tree, so near the breath of leaves, their slow music unfolding, and the stars. On oublie que la nuit poursuit sa descente jusqu'à la levée du jour. Bruissement dans les hauts bois, un orchestre de rien du tout. Of all oboes, merely one, standing in the emptiness of clouds, a single note unheard that gathers all endlessness. O breath that makes of this immeasurable of everything that is, the is that is. Je n'écoute plus la musique du clavecin, le luth me suffit. Je n'écoute plus la mélodie du luth, l'oreille me suffit. Tout ce que je vois, je l'entends. Tout ce que j'entends, je le vois, sans aucun motif. Birds departing across the darkness of the sea. Their wake cries they make, calling to the moon. And everywhere upon the sea, fragments of the moon. Birds singing in their absence, gathered by small moons, their music playing lightly over the waves. Qui perce la ténèbre? Étoile ou oiseau? Les uns la pointe de la nuit, les autres le point du jour. Ceci se dit aussi jouer du luth sans corde. La lune parfois se lève ou le soleil se couche. As one who stands upon the surface of the sea, no land in sight, dissolving so swiftly that the least of things are without compass under the sky. Here the sun and then the moon begin their slow rise. Where to turn? What question to be asked? Dans le lit du vent, toute dérive m'est indifférente. Léger comme plume, j'émerge du vide de la vague. Son volume ne répond à aucun son, ne suit aucun tracé, ne s'arrête à aucune forme. When emptiness arrives, all its past slipping by, nothing of what was remaining near. If it were waves or smaller stones upon a shore, or birds, their ghosts trailing off, or emptiness that waits to come again, a child gone blind. Comment dire ce qui semble indicible? Pourquoi aller où il n'y a pas de place à être, rester pour ne point avancer? L'illusion se lève toujours sur un autre mirage. Ce qui paraît vraiment chuchote. The merest rustling under leaves. A squirrel, perhaps, a breath of air lost, a nestling in the mine where the small feet of squirrels never arrive, a naked sound where moons rise and smaller stars, sufficiencies of breath, the keeping of a world barely heard. Puis il y eut un vent terrible, mais le vide n'était pas dans le tourbillon. Il y eut un tremblement, mais le vide n'était pas dans ce séisme. Il y eut un feu, et ce qui disparaît n'était pas dans le feu. Puis il y eut un souffle léger, et rien d'autre n'occupa la place. Que ceux qui ont des oreilles entendent. Someone singing, as day perhaps disappears, Umbra mai fu, the music falling as slowly as a slow autumn of leaves. So nothing falls, and with it falls snow falling from stars, the nothing that exhales the quick invisible of birds singing in the dark. Parfois, faut-il écrire à travers son ombre, point d'origine, the absent air where birds have passed, nothing to see, seeing nothing, seeing the past, small birds, palimpsest, for codo and harp. Où est passé l'oiseau? Le moineau s'envole avec ses voyelles, il arrive sans se retourner, repart sans s'annoncer. J'avance sans résider, j'abrite ce qui n'a ni toit ni demeure. Nothing covers us but open sky. The wind caressing stars. What is longing but the sound that sparrows make, giving air the space where trees stand up. And all that breeze draws in its life, all longing but brief shelters exhaled. Vent, vide, voix, puis-je dire autrement? Si tout se tait, demeure un reste. La voix n'aspire à rien. Inspiration. Like snow combing through winter air, or auroras whispering against the sky. Rise up, cries the rose and grass in quickened grasps. What is silence but the shape music takes? The least stone that holds in sleep all that was and is not yet. La ligne avance, n'est pas celle qui précède, elle n'a jamais suivi. Elle procède entièrement. Of geese where journeys begin, turning above the highest tree. What skies away, what coasts where seas mindless rise and fall. And what mind is theirs of geese in their endless turning? What mind the sun's, what mind of long departures and returns? The turning itself, the mind, without thought, a sphere where what there is eternal turns, a tree. The sole compass of the world. Ciel, silence, le cri des galaxies. You want it darker? We kill the flame. What are these final stars that softly burn behind the edges of the universe? Their ashes drifting slowly past the naked planets, the flocks of startled birds. To pause here without a word, but for these that hold their fall. Words that are the place where stars appear, the eyes of children open in the dark. Soyons justes, ce qui est et qui n'est pas sera. Chaque oiseau a sa branche, tous les chants leurs notes, l'enfant son heure, le temps son retour, le silence dans la dissolution s'étend, tempo sans merci. Je pense que je vais m'arrêter ici. I think I'll stop here as I need a glass of water. And I think the Renga is smooth enough to follow until this point. Thank you very much.
Wow.
I've never been so grateful that the internet gremlins ceased and desist. That was beautiful. And the counterpoint of the English and French made each one sound even better.
Yeah, I'm sure Ted would have done a better reading than I have in English. But anyways, I tried to get into his spirit as I did when I was writing it's like point and counterpoint, but not so much an argument as a musical harmony, melody, back and forth.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much. I want to end the official part of the evening by saying a big thank you to the Winnipeg International Writers Festival for taking Speaking Crow under your wing, and to Amber for doing the introduction to all the open mic readers, especially first timers. And again, let's all give a big hand to Roger for his reading. Feel free to unmute yourself if you want.
Thank you all for being here and listening. Merci à tous les regardeurs et les écouteurs.
And Matt Jodry posted
it was a pleasure to hear you all as well.
Sorry, one more time?
I'm saying it was a pleasure to hear you all as well, because even if I wasn't linked to the internet at the time, I could hear you over the phone. It was a pleasure.
And if you scroll up in the chat, you can see that publisher Matt Jodry